Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Effective Co-Parenting or Parallel Parenting with a Narcissist by Claire Brown is a practical self-help and parenting guide for people raising children with a high-conflict ex-partner who shows narcissistic traits. Positioned in the divorce, recovery, and family relationship space, the book focuses less on changing the narcissistic co-parent and more on changing the reader's approach so daily parenting life becomes safer, calmer, and more predictable. Brown explains why standard cooperative co-parenting often breaks down when one parent is manipulative, entitled, or chronically combative. And she contrasts collaborative co-parenting with parallel parenting as a protective alternative. Eve Mady and Ari and the book's purpose is to help readers set and enforce boundaries, reduce unnecessary contact, and communicate in ways that lower escalation. It also highlights tools such as neutral, minimal engagement communication approaches, including the Grayrock method, plus organization practices like documentation to support legal and logistical stability. Throughout, the child remains the priority, with an emphasis on routines, emotional security, and steady parenting that buffers children from adult conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding narcissistic patterns and why co-parenting becomes high conflict. Going to you, Dole. A central topic is recognizing behavioral patterns often associated with narcissistic dynamics and understanding how those patterns distort normal parenting collaboration. Rather than treating conflict as a simple communication problem between two reasonable adults, the book frames many recurring issues as predictable outcomes of traits such as low empathy, entitlement, image management, and a need for control. In a parenting context, these traits can show up as rule-bending, chronic blame-shifting, refusal to compromise, or turning routine child-related decisions into power struggles. This matters because many parents exhaust themselves trying to negotiate fairness or mutual understanding, only to find that every concession becomes a new demand. Brown encourages readers to stop expecting emotionally reciprocal problem-solving and to instead plan for consistency, limits, and reduced exposure to provocation. By clarifying what readers can and cannot influence, the book supports a mindset shift from persuading the other parent to protecting the household environment. The practical value is not diagnosing someone, but learning to interpret patterns accurately so the reader can respond with strategy instead of reactivity, keeping parenting decisions anchored to the child rather than the conflict. Secondly, choosing co-parenting versus parallel parenting as a safety and stability decision, or EAN. Another important theme is the distinction between cooperative co-parenting and parallel parenting, and how choosing the right model can reduce harm. The book outlines that co-parenting assumes frequent collaboration, shared decision-making, and a baseline of goodwill. When that baseline is absent, constant coordination can become a pipeline for conflict, manipulation, or harassment. Parallel parenting is presented as a structured alternative that limits interaction while still meeting the child's needs. Instead of continuous negotiation, the focus shifts to clear schedules, defined responsibilities, and communication that is brief and child-centered. Brown helps readers treat the choice as a practical assessment of what reduces escalation rather than a moral judgment about being friendly or mature. The goal is to create predictable systems that make it harder for the other parent to derail plans, bait arguments, or create confusion. In this framing, lower contact is not avoidance for its own sake, but a boundary strategy that protects time, emotional energy, and the child's sense of normalcy. The book also reinforces that a parallel approach can be adjusted over time depending on behavior and risk, keeping flexibility without surrendering structure. Third, communication tools that diffuse conflict, including the Grayrock approach. Brown emphasizes communication methods designed for high-conflict exchanges where emotional engagement tends to backfire. A widely cited tool in this space is the Grayrock method, which the book describes as keeping responses neutral, minimal, and uninteresting so the other person has less emotional fuel to escalate. The point is not to be rude or cold, but to reduce vulnerability to provocation, circular arguments, and message storms. The book also leans toward fact-based, child-focused language that avoids defending, explaining, or counterattacking, because those moves often create openings for further conflict. This topic includes the broader principle of strategic engagement, choosing when to respond, what channel to use, and how to avoid being pulled into side issues unrelated to the child. Brown also notes that technology and structured communication tools can help manage exchanges by keeping them organized and less impulsive. The practical takeaway is that calm communication is a skill and a boundary, not a personality trait. By practicing predictable, restrained responses, readers can reduce emotional wear and create a record of steady, child-centered behavior that supports both personal stability and credible parenting decision-making. Fourthly, boundary setting that is enforceable, not just stated, The book treats boundaries as the core mechanism for eliminating repeat conflict, but it makes a distinction between announcing a boundary and building one that actually holds. In high-conflict parenting situations, a narcissistic ex-partner may test limits, ignore requests, or interpret negotiation as weakness. Brown, therefore, focuses on boundaries that are clear, specific, and tied to actions the reader controls. Examples include limiting topics to child logistics, restricting communication windows, refusing to discuss personal life, and ending conversations that become abusive or off-topic. The emphasis is on consistency, a boundary that changes every time pressure is applied, becomes unreliable, and invites more pressure. Brown also links boundaries to emotional protection, encouraging readers to notice triggers and to detach their self-worth from the other parent's approval or narrative. This topic connects to parallel parenting, because lower contact structures often function as boundaries in practice. The value for readers is learning to make boundaries operational, so they reduce conflict rather than create new debates about what is fair. When boundaries are treated as systems, not speeches, readers can preserve energy for parenting and for the child's daily emotional needs. Lastly, protecting children through stability, emotional coaching, and careful documentation, a consistent priority in the book, is shielding children from adult conflict while raising them to feel safe and emotionally secure. Brown highlights stability as a protective factor, predictable routines, reliable caregiving, and a home environment where the child is not recruited into the dispute. This includes age-appropriate communication that validates feelings without placing the child in the middle or encouraging them to manage the adults. The book also points to watching for signs of distress and supporting resilience and emotional intelligence, so children learn healthy boundaries and coping skills from the stable parents' example. Alongside the emotional work, Brown discusses documentation and legal preparedness as practical safeguards in contentious situations. Keeping organized records of agreements and major incidents can help a parent respond calmly and accurately if disputes escalate into custody or financial conflicts. The intent is not to obsess over evidence, but to maintain a dependable timeline that supports clarity and protection. This combination of relational stability and logistical preparedness reflects the book's broader philosophy: you cannot control the other parent's behavior, but you can control the environment you build for the child and the systems that reduce chaos. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who are trying to raise children with an ex-partner who is persistently high conflict and who may use manipulation, blame, or control to destabilize parenting arrangements. It is also relevant for readers who feel trapped in endless arguments and want a framework that prioritizes the child while protecting the stable parent's mental health. The practical benefits are immediate, clearer boundaries, less reactive communication, and a more structured choice between cooperative co-parenting and parallel parenting depending on what is realistic. The emphasis on neutral communication and tools like the gray rock approach gives readers a way to stop feeding conflict without abandoning responsibility. The discussion of documentation and legal readiness adds a grounded layer that many parenting guides skip, acknowledging that disputes can become formal and that preparation reduces panic. What helps the book stand out in its category is its focus on implementable systems rather than idealized harmony. Instead of promising that the narcissistic co-parent will change, it concentrates on what the reader can control: contact level, message style, routines, and emotional leadership for the child. For readers seeking a steady, action-oriented guide to reclaim calm and keep children emotionally secure, it offers a realistic path forward. If you would like to support Claire Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.